Father?
Dimension. George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Boston Blackie.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Edgar Bergen.
The Shackle.
John and Blanche Bickerson.
The Whistler.
This is Stan Freeberg reminding you that my friends at Radio Spirits have a free catalog listing 4,000 old-time radio shows available on high-quality cassettes and CDs. Collect your favorite episodes of The Shadow, Jack Benny, Our Miss Brooks, The Life of Riley, Suspense, Boston Blackie, and hundreds more. Call for your free catalog right now. Operators are standing by. 1-800-RADIO-48. Or, if you prefer, 1-800-723-4648. We'll rush your free catalog listing all your old-time radio favorites. Just call 1-800-RADIO-48 or 1-800-723-4648.
Ferris Realtors is presenting this program for you in the spirit of Christmas.
My dad was a minister, a variety of different states, different towns, always the weather. We always read the Christmas story. My father always read from the Bible. I was really pleased with that and really enjoyed it. But I try to give my kids that feeling and that understanding that Christmas isn't just for Santa Claus, but it's a time of fellowship, family, friends, putting family and friends before yourself, realizing that there's more to it than just present or holiday or some time off or snow.
Kevin Farris Christmas memories and words to the wise.
Life is short. Enjoy it. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Realize that it can be taken away at any time. The love that you have for your family is something that you want to make sure that they know. Make sure and tell them.
The season's best from Farris Realtors, 308 West Dixie Avenue in Elizabethtown. Selling homes, not houses.
George, what did Mr. Potter want?
Oh, it's nothing. He just talk. It's nothing. Oh, gee. Mary Hatch. Mary, why in the world did you ever marry a guy like me anyway?
To keep from being an old maid.
I was going to see the world. I was going to build things. I was going to give you the moon. What have I given you? What have I given you? Not even a new dress, not for months. Gee whiz, I feel awful.
So do I. Mornings especially.
I could have married Sam Wainwright, anybody else in town.
I didn't want to marry anybody else. I want my baby to look like you.
You didn't even have a honeymoon, and I promised you that you what?
My baby.
Mary, you mean you're on the nest?
Well, Mary had a baby turns. A boy.
You don't say.
Then she had another one. A girl.
Well, what do you know?
Night after night, George had come home late from the office. Things weren't good with the building and loan. Potter was really bearing down on him. Then came the war. Mary had another baby by then.
Oh!
But she still had time to help out in USO. Uncle Billy sold war bonds. And George's brother Harry became a real hero. Shot down 15 planes.
But George, what about George?
Well, George was 4F, his bad year. He was an air raid warden. On VE Day, he wept and prayed. On VJ Day, he wept and prayed again.
We're getting pretty close to today, aren't we, sir?
Yes, Clarence. You now know almost everything you have to know about George Bailey, except what happened that finds him down there at this moment wanting to die.
Well, sir, well?
Well, today's the day before Christmas, Earth time. George is pretty excited.
Hey, Tilly! Eustace! Hey, look at the newspaper. Commander Harry Bailey, decorated by the President. That's my kid brother. The Congressional Medal of Honor.
Gosh, George, gosh.
What do you think about the 15 Jap planes? And the last one he got was just about to dive into a transport loaded with soldiers. You know what that means? He saved lives, hundreds of lives. Hey,
Chief, where's Uncle Billy, huh?
I'm going to the bank, George. He's depositing that $8,000.
Good, good, good. Go. Who's that in his office there?
It's that man again, the bank examiner.
Uh-oh. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Carter. Hey, Telly, get the books from Mr. Carter. Well, you know, that's my brother's picture there, Mr. Carter. He shot down 15 planes, and one of them was...
Well, Mr. Henry F. Potter come to the bank to deposit some more loot, eh?
Yeah, you old fool.
How do you like the news in the paper, Mr. Potter? Just can't keep those Bailey boys down now, can you?
Let me see that newspaper.
Here, sorry I can't chat, you old thief. Gotta make a deposit. Here you are, Horace. Deposit slip, bank book, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
You too, Mr. Bailey.
Say,
you've forgotten something, haven't you?
Horace, I've forgotten things all my life. Get a wiggle on, boy.
But, Mr. Bailey, where's the money?
What's that?
You want to make a deposit?
Well, certainly I want.
Well, it's customary to bring the money with you.
It's gone. Where'd I put it? Where'd I put that money?
A terrible thing, Clarence, terrible. Uncle Billy couldn't find the money because the envelope with the $8,000 was folded up in that newspaper he gave to Old Man Potter.
I just don't know what happened to it, George. I just don't know.
$8,000. Uncle Billy, the bank examiner's here, and it's not our money. It belongs to the depositor.
George, what are we going to do? We've traced every step I took. We can't stand here in the street.
Are you sure you didn't put that envelope in your coat pocket?
I think so. Maybe... Oh, I'm no good to you, George. I'm no good.
Now listen to me. Think, will you? Now try and think.
I can't think anymore. I can't.
Where's that money, you silly old fool? You know what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me. Now get out of my way. I'm going home.
Dear, what's wrong? You haven't said a word since you came home.
Well, that banging on that piano, does she have to just keep playing that same piece over and over and over and over again?
We have to have a Christmas party, Daddy.
What is it, dear? Another hectic day.
Yeah. Another red letter day for the
Dad, business. Dad, Ruby's got a brand new car. You should see it.
What's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you?
I'm sorry, Dad. I
won't. Run upstairs, Petey. See if Zuzu's all right.
What do you mean? See if Zuzu's all right. What do you mean?
Oh, she caught a little cold coming home from school. She didn't button up her coat.
Well, what is it? What do you mean, just a cold?
George, the doctor said it was nothing serious.
Was the doctor here?
Well, I thought he'd better look at her.
This old drafty house. No wonder we don't all have pneumonia. Might as well be living in a refrigerator. Why did we have to live here in the first place and stay around this measly, crummy old town?
George, what's happened?
Everything's happened. You call this a happy family? Why do we have to have all these kids?
Daddy, how do you spell Frankenstein?
I don't know how you spell. You ask your mother.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to see Zuzu.
Hello? Oh, thank you, Mrs. Welch. I'm sure she'll be all right.
Who's that?
Zuzu's school teacher. What? Oh, yes, the doctor says she'll be fine tomorrow.
Here, give me that phone.
George, please.
Mrs. Welch? Well, this is Mr. Bailey. Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? What do you mean sending Zuzu home like that half naked? Do you realize you'll probably end up with pneumonia just because of your stupidity? You know, maybe my kids aren't the best dressed kids in town, but at least... Hello? Janie, will you stop playing that lousy piano? Cut it out. Stop it.
George, for heaven's sake, what's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. Janie, I'm sorry. Mary... I just got to get out of here.
So that's it, George. You're short $8,000 in your account, Sam.
Now, please, Mr. Potter, I'll pay any sort of a bonus if you still want the building and loan.
You say it was lost. Have you notified the police?
No, sir, I haven't done that yet. Harry's home.
Oh, why come to me? What about your good friend, Sam Wainwright?
I can't get a hold of him. He's in Europe.
What kind of security would I have, George? What collateral?
Yes, sir, I have some life insurance here. $15,000 policy.
Mm-hmm. What's your equity in it?
$500.
And you want $8,000? You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. Well, what are you but a warped, frustrated young man crawling on your hands and knees for help? Why don't you go to the riffraff you love so well? Ask them for help.
I'll do anything, Mr. Potter, please.
Please help me, miss. My wife and kids.
I'm calling the district attorney. $500. You know something, George? You're worth more dead than you are alive. Now get out of here. Get out.
And all the time, Potter had the $8,000 in his desk drawer. It's still there, Terrence.
But where's George, sir? Where?
Well, he went over to Martini's Cafe. He's had a couple of drinks, Clarence. He's just standing there, sort of in the day.
Oh, God. Oh, God, dear Father in heaven, I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, please show me the way. I'm at the end of my rope. Show me the way, God.
Mr. Bailey, you all right? Don't drink anymore, Mr. Bailey. Please, you don't feel good.
Bailey? You say Bailey? Which Bailey?
This gentleman is Mr. Bailey, George Bailey.
George Bailey, huh? And the next time you talk to my wife like that, she'll get worse. It isn't enough she slaves teaching your stupid kids how to read and write. You got a ball.
You get out of here, Mr. Welch. You hit my best friend, girl.
All right, I'm following.
Mr. Bailey, you okay?
Who's that?
Mr. Welch, but don't worry. He don't come in this place no more. I'll get something for your face. It's bleeding.
All right.
Please don't go away, Mr. Bailey. Please don't go away.
Well, George left Martini's Cafe 5 minutes ago, Clarence. He's at the river now, on the bridge, looking at the water. Are you ready, Clarence?
All ready, sir.
Very well. Save George Bailey's life, and you get your wing.
My wing. Oh, thank you, Joseph. George! George Bailey! Get away from that bridge! Do you hear me? George! George!
Numb with despair, convinced, as Mr. Potter said, that he's worth more dead than alive, George Bailey stands on a bridge, staring at the dark and frigid waters below. Suddenly, there's a splash.
Help! Help! I'm drowning! Help! Help!
No, that's not George. It's Clarence, the apprentice angel. And there goes George in after him. It's a few minutes later now, and in the bridgekeeper shack, George and Clarence are drying off.
You both sure you're all right? You want a doctor?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, I'm fine. This underwear, I didn't have time to get anything more stylish. My wife gave me this on my last birthday. I passed away in it.
You what, mister?
I see Tom Sawyer is drying out, too.
Who?
My book. I left in such a hurry, I brought Tom Sawyer with me.
How'd you happen to fall in?
Oh, I jumped in. I jumped in to save you.
Jumped in to save me?
Well, I did, didn't I? You didn't go through with it, did you?
Go through with what?
Suicide.
Hey, it's against the law to commit suicide around here.
Yeah, it's against the law where I come from, too.
Where do you come from?
Heaven.
Oh, that's very fine.
Your lip's bleeding.
Yeah, I got a bust in the jaw in answer to a prayer.
Oh, no, George, I'm the answer to your prayer.
Hey, how'd you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you.
Well, who are you supposed to be, anyway?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
Clarence Oddbody. Well, what's the AS2 for?
Angel, second class.
Hey, I'm getting out of here. You may not need a doctor, but I do.
Here you are, my good man.
Hey, look here. Why'd you want to save me?
Because I'm your guardian angel, George.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, you look like about the kind of an angel I'd get. What happened to your wings?
Well, I haven't won my wings yet. That's why I'm an angel, second class.
Oh, I see.
But you can help me earn them, George, by letting me help you.
Oh, don't happen to have 8,000 bucks on you, do you?
Oh, no, we don't use money in heaven.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I keep forgetting. No, I see. Comes in pretty handy down here, bub.
Oh, cut.
Of course, I found it out a little late. You know, I'm worth more dead than alive.
You mustn't talk like that. Joseph will never give me my wings if you keep feeling that way. You just don't realize what you've done for your folks. Why, if it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be better off. My wife and my kids and my friends.
Oh, this is not going to be easy.
I'd all be better off if I hadn't been born.
What did you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
George, that's wonderful.
It's wonderful, what?
The idea you just gave me. Well, you got your wish. You've never been born.
I've never been born?
Exactly. No worries, no $8,000 to get, nothing. You simply don't exist.
All right, okay, all right.
George, I can do things, strange things. I can show you the world, George, the way it would be if you hadn't been born.
Hey, wait a minute, this ear of mine. Hey, say something else in that bad ear.
You don't have a bad ear anymore. Oh, I don't think you're concentrating. Oh. Don't you see, you're not the George Bailey you think you are. You're nobody.
That's the doggonest thing I ever saw, that ear.
Your lips stopped bleeding, too.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, what's happening around here? What is this, anyway? I need a drink, that's what I need. What about you, Angel? You want a drink?
Well, I don't quite know.
Come on, we'll go as soon as our clothes are dry.
Clothes are dry, George.
Hey, so they are, that's funny. Well, look, let's get dressed and we'll stroll over to Martini's and then... I'll stroll. You fly.
Yeah. No, I don't have
You don't have your wings yet. No. That's right. I forgot that again. A couple of drinks and we'll both fly, huh?